And by the way, I got a question for you. Where did your values come from in the first place? Are they the result of intelligent choices and a master plan? Hardly. In most cases, the values, the things that you pay attention to as being most important, are the result of a mismatch of human experience, of you doing things and having painful experiences and pleasurable experiences, and your brain just making a jumble of neuroassociations. Isn't that really true? Where'd your values come from? Maybe from your parents? And how do your values get installed? Well, the answer's pretty simple. Values come out of pain and pleasure. That's how they happened. You were growing up, and when you did things that your parents really liked, your mom, who's probably one of the major people, traditionally at least, who installed values in you, you did something she liked, and you immediately got rewarded. You got attention. You got held. You got loved. Simultaneously, if you did something you didn't like that wasn't in alignment with what they thought was right or their values, then immediately what happened? There was rejection. You either were ignored, or you were scolded, or maybe even physically were given pain. And that's how the process started. But it didn't end there. Then you had the unique experience of going out in the real world, where you met other people who had different values, other kids. And there your values got shaped again. Because what happened is these little kids, you had to play by their rules too, or they had to play by yours, and you had to figure out how that worked out. And by the way, if you didn't work with them at all on their rules, if you didn't live by some of their values in life, invariably there was pain, wasn't there? You weren't their friend. They either hurt you physically or verbally or worse. They ignored you, the ultimate pain. Ah, interesting. And we all want to avoid pain, so we sometimes kind of change our values just a little bit based upon who our friends were. And that continued while you grew up, didn't it? See, who you were around on a consistent basis has shaped your values. Your teachers have affected your values, whether you wanted them to or not, and whether they wanted to or not. They came through in what they rewarded you for, what they acknowledged you for, how they communicated with intensity, what they got you to link pleasure and pain to. I mean, that's the basis of all value structures that we have within ourselves. Did it end there? No, you went to work, where you learned a whole other set of value structures because in order to succeed and move up the corporate ladder, let's say, for example, there are certain ways you got to be. And you either decide you're not going to play the game, which creates values, or you decide you're going to play the game, and then you make some shifts in your values. Now, that doesn't mean they're bad shifts. Maybe they're empowering shifts. Sometimes you develop better values. But the point is that they are affected. Because if you don't live by those values, you're probably not going to get promoted. Because the people who decide who they're going to promote base it on their own values. So constantly they're being shifted. They're being affected by role models, by your heroes, and sometimes by anti-heroes. A lot of kids today, they see their hero, let's say, as a musician, and they love the way this guy can play music. But then they pick up a lot of other things this person does as well. They say, well, if that's what he does and he takes drugs, then maybe that's what I should do too. Values are affected consistently. Values are affected by the goals you've achieved. You set a goal and all of a sudden you achieve it. Once you achieve it, that's not enough. In fact, it kind of affects your self-esteem. You feel a little better. You're now at this new level. What do? You look for the next goal. And pretty soon, within a few years, the things that you're living now are so different than where you were 4 or 5 years ago that your brain says, hey, you know, I could never do that. I mean, look where I am now. See, values are being affected all the time. The key is awareness. To make sure you know, because they are the crux. Remember, the brain is always trying to avoid pain and gain pleasure. The only way it decides what to do is it goes inside your head and says, how does this relate to the experience this person has had? Will it relate to the kinds of things this person thinks are pleasurable, or will it create the kind of pain this person wants to avoid, and how do we work all this stuff out? These are the twin targets in your brain that are driving you. So for now, the thing I want you to understand is they drive you, and I want you to understand what they are. That's the most important thing. And just looking at your values, sometimes you can make a change. You can see in your head, this is creating problems. And as soon as your brain links that up, sometimes that's enough by itself for your brain to say, hey, that's creating pain. I don't want that. And you'll be able to change them and design some new ones. Now, in this program, we're not going to go through in detail how to do that because that's like a 3-day process by itself. But you can do it consciously just by making the decision. And I want you to know that as well. Let me tell you what I think is even more important. And the real primary purpose of this tape. Once you know what your values are, that's great. Even if you don't change your values at all, there is something you must do to take control of your destiny and your life. And that is you must understand the power of your beliefs to impact the quality of your life. Your beliefs and values work together to determine how you're going to feel. What do I mean? Well, let me ask you a question, for example. Is it possible for someone to have a value? Let's say one of the things they value is success in life. A classic example of, say, a business person. A lot of business people, I say, hey, what's most important to you? They go, success. Okay, that's wonderful. So the question I have for him is, what has to happen for you to be successful? What I'm finding out is this. The target is the values. But how do they know if they've hit the target or not? That's based on your beliefs. And your beliefs are generalizations that you've made, rules you've set up for yourself about what has to happen for you to experience a certain result in your life. Am I making sense? In other words, we have rules. Rules are like what I call if-then. Well, if I make enough money, then I'm successful. Or if enough people like me, then I'm successful. Or if I'm happy, then I'm successful. Or if I grow and learn, then I'm successful. People have these rules within themselves. Or if you respect me, then you never raise your voice to me. Or if you like me, then you'll kiss me. Right? People have all kinds of interesting rules. But you know what's interesting? All of us in the world have different rules. We may even have the same values, but have different rules about what has to happen for those things to be met. Let me give you a classic example. I was doing a seminar once, a Date with Destiny seminar, and we had a group of people there who were all from the same organization. And the CEO of this company, a Fortune 500 executive, incredibly powerful, successful man by virtually everybody's standards. My standards, by the way, are incredible family life. So close to his children and his wife, incredible. A real leader and role model of possibility. A communicator who could really articulate what made a difference in his life and really had a powerful and positive impact on the people around him. Extremely successful in business, extremely successful financially. And I turned to this gentleman and I said, "Are you successful?" Because that was real high on his list. It was like number one, if I remember correctly. And he turned to me and said, "No." Now, here's the most important value for him of pleasure. It's the state he wants most, and yet he doesn't feel like he has it. I said, "Well, how come? Why do you say that? Why aren't you successful?" You know what he said to me? He told me his belief. He said, "Well, in order to be successful, if you're successful, then," and he went through this long list. He said, "Then you've got to make this much money," and I think it was like $3.5 million or $4.5 million a year, and he was only earning $2 million a year at the time, only. It was, "You have to always be up and never feel down or disappointed." How's that for setting yourself up for failure? It was, "You have to be totally physically fit," which for him meant not just being at your ideal weight, but having a body fat ratio, I forget what it was, something like 14% or 13 or 12%. And of course, he was about 4 points above that. You know, and you have to, I've forgotten all the lists. I mean, it was unbelievable. This man's rules about what has to happen to succeed, his beliefs were keeping him from experiencing the level of joy and pleasure that he deserves to have. Now, do you ever do this to yourself? You better believe you do. But you got to find out where it is so you can make some changes. That's the purpose of today's tape. Now, let's take another example. I turned to another guy in the room because, by the way, the room was aghast. They could not believe this guy didn't feel successful. So I turned to somebody else in the room and I said, "Sir," and the person I picked, by the way, was probably the most vivacious, outrageous person in the room. I picked him because he was bouncing off the walls, basically. And I said, "Sir, are you successful?" He said, "Of course I am." And I said, "Well, how do you know?" And by the way, that's how you get someone's beliefs. You ask them the question, "How do you know?" When they tell you something, how do you know that's true? And they'll tell you the belief that's behind it. He said, "Well, I know I'm successful because every day above ground is a great day." I said, "What?" He said, "Well, look, if I believe that every day above ground is a great day, that's my basic belief about life. And so if I look down and I'm above ground, then it's a great day. If it's a great day, then I'm successful." That's logical, isn't it? And he's like bouncing off the walls. See, his rules for success, his beliefs, what is required for him to feel successful, are very easy to meet. Now you might say, "Well, that's really stupid. He'll never succeed. He's a very successful person." Listen, a lot of people think that, gosh, if I feel successful, I'll lose my motivation. No, if you feel too comfortable, you lose your motivation. But as long as you believe that you must continue to grow to be happy, and as long as you keep setting your sights on new goals and you enjoy the process, you have some real power for your life. See, most people in life do one or the other, right? And I used to be that way. I was real outcome-oriented. My whole thing was succeed. So I went for the outcome, and I went for it, and I achieved my outcomes. But then I'd achieve my outcome, and my brain would go, "Is this all there is?" And I didn't have happiness along the way.